Well, thank you, Beth, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's In Touch. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 here on WCUCI and WCUCIRadio.com. And today's guest is Michael Johnson, a member of the Americans for Transportation Mobility Coalition and president and CEO of the National Stone, Sand, and Gravel Association. And Michael, we're going to address the topic of our failing infrastructure. And is Congress ready to work together and make something happen to fix this? And I know there was a big meeting the other day at the White House, and it seemed like there was some momentum coming out of that meeting, but more questions arose after that meeting as well. Let's talk about this very important topic.
It's great to be with you, and yes, there was a very important meeting at the White House the other day. I mean, my goodness, we've got the White House having talked about a manned mission to Mars and a space force. We have presidential candidates talking about Medicare for all and free college. All those things are worthy aspirational goals, but it was very exciting to see the president and the leaders of the Democratic Party in Congress come together and start talking about common sense solutions to problems we face today, just filling potholes and getting us to where we can function again as a country and keep our economy growing. Those are the kind of things we need to focus on before we can even talk about, in a real way, these aspirational goals.
Yeah, and we've talked about the costs, whether they be measurable as far as monetary or just on, you know, taking a toll on the atmosphere, taking a toll on us. The cost is amazing as you add it up, and it doesn't matter, you know, if you're in an urban area or a rural area. It really doesn't matter. You're going to face some of these situations, and a better infrastructure will help us all.
Brian, you're exactly right. Your listeners, as a matter of fact, are feeling this every day. 26% of Iowa's roads are in poor or mediocre condition. 43% of Illinois' major roads are in poor or mediocre condition. That has a real effect every day. That has a real effect on the lifestyle and well-being of your listeners, but it also costs them a lot of money. Iowa motorists have up to $814 million a year in extra vehicle repairs and operating costs related to the deteriorating infrastructure. That's about $362 per motorist per year. In Illinois, it's even worse. It's about $4.99 billion a year in extra vehicle repairs and operating costs, up to $586 per Illinois motorist.
And as we look at this, we'll look at it a little bit from a political perspective, because obviously there are a lot of issues out there that politicians are on one side or the other, and people vote in that manner. In this case, though, this is for the common good, at least as far as I can identify, but it is also very politicized as well.
Brian, there's great agreement amongst both parties in Congress and, frankly, the administration, that this is a problem. You can't ignore that the American Society of Civil Engineers says our infrastructure has fallen to a D-plus rating. That puts us far behind other countries in the world who are investing more and building better infrastructure. That, frankly, gives them an economic advantage. The bottom line on this is the political differences come over how you pay for what politicians unquestionably know that we need to do. And that's where the tough decisions have to happen. But our message, and the message we're going to continue forward, is whatever you decide to do to pay for it, the cost of doing nothing is too great to ignore, and frankly, the only cost that's too great to bear. You cannot continue to be the number one economy in the world with the world's 14th or 15th rated infrastructure. We've got to do better than that.
Well, when you talked about paying for it, I think that was one of the questions that came out of the meeting at the White House the other day. There was a dollar amount, but there was not a consensus on how this is going to get funded.
Brian, that's right. They talked about a $2 trillion package over 25 years. And that sounds like a really, really big number, and it is, no question about it. But when you contrast that with the fact that the American Society of Civil Engineers, the guys that gave us that D-plus grade, say we need $4.6 trillion just to raise that D-plus to an A, $2 trillion is just where we need to get started. And they didn't get to any conversations the other day about how they would pay for this. That's the next round of talks that need to happen. Those of us who are members of the Americans for Transportation Mobility and are working this issue in Washington on behalf of our members and the voters, we encourage them to look at all the options on the table. You know, the simple matter is, had we just, the last time this country raised the federal user fee on motor fuels to 18.3 cents a gallon in 1993, had they just indexed it for inflation then, there would be a surplus today in the Highway Trust Fund, and we'd be having a very different conversation. There are a number of opportunities, a number of alternatives out there that politicians can address to fix this problem. Again, the cost of doing nothing is the only cost that's too great to bear.
Well, in closing, is there anything that we may have missed or glossed over? And are there resources out there for our listeners to get more information? And how can they make their voices heard? Is there something they can do to give a little input into the whole entire situation?
Brian, absolutely. You know, the fact of the matter remains, our country continues to grow. From 2000 to 2017, our nation's population grew by 15%. The vehicle travel on America's already overloaded roads grew by 17% over that same period. But we only built 5% new miles of roadway. You do the math, it doesn't work. As the Chinese are investing hundreds of billions of dollars a year in infrastructure in China and all over the world to increase their ability to compete with America on the economic stage, we're not even keeping up with our needs at home. We've got to do better. And for your listeners, absolutely there's something they can do. The first thing they can do is they can call their member of Congress and they can tell them that this is an important issue to them. It's a fact. It just happens. Members of Congress don't pay attention to things they don't hear from their constituents about. So pick up the phone or shoot an email to your member of Congress and tell them the infrastructure is important to you, that you're wasting too much time and spending too much money stuck in traffic. For more information, to look for more resources, to find more facts and figures, feel free to visit the U.S. Chamber's website and look at the Americans for Transportation Mobility page. There's a lot of information there that your constituents can use.
Well, Michael, that sounds great. We really appreciate the information and the visit today. We look forward to the potential of speaking again in the future. But thank you so much for stopping by, and we wish you the very best as you help to spotlight this very important situation and the solution that hopefully is resting out there soon.
Brian, thank you for the time, and thank you for the opportunity. It was great to be with you, and I look forward to talking with you after we've got a new infrastructure investment bill and we're on the way to building a new generation of infrastructure for America.
And that is today's In Touch. Our guest has been Michael Johnson, a member of the Americans for Transportation Mobility Coalition and president and CEO of the National Stone, Sand, and Gravel Association.